I hope you do a lot of editing.
Last year went from 6 hours to 45 minutes. Welcome to the Cowbell Fever podcast. Apologies for two things. One, lateness. This is the latest that this Main Street podcast has ever come out. I think the previous record was July, and it's December. Sorry. And I think it might be the longest. We're over an hour. There's a couple of really good reasons that it's long, that I'm not splitting it up. It's all coming out now. There hasn't been a podcast in like 10 months, so enjoy this over the holidays when you have an hour to kill, when you want to get away from your family and you just need to say that you have that hour. I'm also going to introduce a new co-host for the podcast. This is Elena. Say hi.
Hi.
And Elena and I started dating about a year before the Berkey last year, which meant that she sort of experienced, as we were dating, Berkey fever, which was a lot of, well, yeah, I'd love to go out, but, and then usually something about skiing. But she took on to it. You were not much of a skier, at least cross-country skiing before you met me, but got some lessons from some experts and some lessons from me, and skied the Prince Hokan last year. And we'll hear about that in the podcast. And she officially has co-hosting duties for this podcast and probably will going forward. So with that, a couple of other notes on the podcast. I'll mention this later. One, thank you to Earthrider for giving us some nice beers after the race. Thank you to the, I'm not going to remember the name, but the folks at the sauna. We went in the sauna during the podcast, which was great. You'll hear about that. Thank you to Zip Running, to John Swain at Zip Running for the backpack that I wore during the race and that I've worn a lot. We couldn't really remember what the discount code was during the podcast, so we sort of joked that it was one of many things. I looked it up. It is Cowbell. So if you go to ziprunning.com and put in the code Cowbell for the discount code, you get 10% off. So go check that out. It is a great backpack. You have one too.
I do.
And
I use it every day.
And it's good for running, good for biking. It's waterproof. It's as water resistant as you need a backpack to be. Also a shout out to Sarah Forbes, who declared herself the podcast number one fan and says she's listened for years and this is her favorite episode. Sorry I didn't make the podcast earlier. You said you usually used it as a time that you gauged when you started roller skiing based on the podcast. So I hope that you've gotten on roller skis by now. And if not, I hope you're head up to White Grass and you get some snow soon. With that, we'll just jump right in because this is a long one, folks. But thanks for listening. And hopefully we'll have a few more episodes before the race. All right, we're starting late this year. I'm walking over to maybe the Moccasin, maybe Earth Rider somewhere, but I gotta ask you, can you tell me what your sign says and where you're standing and why you're here?
Yeah, my sign says I suck at fantasy football, honk to shame me. So I'm here because I lost my fantasy league. So my buddies, we all made the bet at the beginning of the season. We all had fun laughing. I'm not laughing now.
And why did you decide today here at Hayward?
Well, because there's tens of thousands of people here on Birkebeiner weekend, so this is the day we chose, and we chose to stay back in August of last year.
Yeah. And so you're from Hayward?
Yes, we're from the Lakota Ray Reservation.
And they won't let you like near the course to go stand in the middle of the bridge.
I wish, but they want people to honk at me, I think is what they're trying to do. They're trying to shame me.
Yeah. We haven't heard any honking yet.
Well,
I don't know if you're holding that sign high enough.
I might have to start walking across the street. We'll see what happens. Believe me, my buddies have already been by multiple times.
Okay, and they're just going around the block. Congratulations on losing your fantasy football league.
I hope it doesn't repeat itself. Yeah.
This is your first Berkey.
Yep.
You're what, third ski race?
Yep.
And they put you in what wave?
The elite wave.
And how'd that go?
It was great. By Matt's recommendation, I started off like kind of conservatively and just kept working up and... yeah, I just kept moving up the whole time. It was very hard, and my legs hurt very badly, but I just kept moving up.
And you were a former, like, pro-level runner, right?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of felt a lot like I did New York Marathon in November. It felt a lot like that at the end. Yeah.
Like with a big hill at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me about Protect Our Winters?
So Protect Our Winters is an organization that is made up of athletes and businesses and scientists and creatives, and they're kind of just advocating for the outdoor space, trying to fight climate advocacy and climate change on a systemic level, and they use athletes to kind of show their experience with climate change and how it's affecting the sport that they do, which is a sports outdoor activities that everybody does.
Now is your race?
It was good. It was okay.
Not your best, not your worst?
It was my worst.
Okay. But, me too.
Yeah. It's good, you know?
Yeah.
Not by a lot, but it was a little outside my range. It was like, yeah, it was hard.
It
was especially hard. It got really cold at Double O, and I don't know, like, I just kind of lost it. And I skied with some woman who passed me at Bitch Hill. I skied with her all the way to the finish. She was amazing. She's one of the best skiers I've ever seen in my life. I just drafted off of her the whole way home until I couldn't anymore at the end. But she saved my life, I think. I don't know if I'd probably still be out there without her.
And Mel did well, too.
Yeah, I saw Mel. She was crushing it. Nice. She finished 44th, and I finished 53rd.
No, I got 49th. So
49th. All right, well, she still beat me. Yep. So just another sport that Mel's better at me than. I beat you by time, unlike in running.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, like, not feeling great, so I don't know how much beer's going to be drink today, but we'll have to get started at some point. It'll make me feel better. Both of you, this is your first time in the moccasin.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, this is Mel, this is
them,
my,
me.
Yeah, no, you've been here before. I'm going to introduce Elena, the co-producer of this podcast, we think, my better half. Can you describe the moccasin to us?
Well, don't forget, up here.
Yeah, you got to look up.
Start up here.
There's a lot of fish.
I'm guessing those are
real.
What
do you see right here? Look at this, Mel.
It's the world's largest record. I've never heard of this
musky,
fish.
A muskie.
Thank you.
It is very big. It's...
Look at the little animals over there.
There's a lot of animals, a lot of taxidermy. I guess you could call it a museum.
It's really, I mean, this is a kind of museum first and bar second.
There's definitely a, what are those? Is that a raccoon?
It's
some
an animal of some
very
sort.
Large rodent playing cards and drinking a lot of alcohol.
Oh, sorry.
Do you think that's a beer bar?
It was fun. It was really hard because of the wind, though.
Oh, was this the Barney Berkey, the Junior Berkey?
The Junior one.
Okay. Was this your first one?
No.
How many times have you done it?
Twice.
Did you finish where you expected?
Yeah, I'm happy about where I finished.
Any changes you're going to make for next year?
I'm going to work on my skill because I haven't done skate skiing a lot. So.
I'm also new to skate skiing, so good luck to us both. Good weight transfer, right?
Yeah.
You're August.
That's it. I'm Ingi.
Ingi and August, that's right. And you guys
Augie
both...
Augie
for short. And you guys both did the Barney Berkey.
Yep.
Yep. You gonna do it again next year?
Yep. Yes. Actually, we're turning 6 next year.
You're turning 6 next year.
And
oh my gosh. Went
to classic.
And then did you do classic or skate?
We did the cookies. We went down a hill and then we skied around and then down the bottom, but yeah.
Excellent. And how many kilometers was it?
I don't remember.
And which race were you in?
Pineapple.
Say it really loud, honey.
Pineapple.
And how many kilometers was the Barney Berkey?
Half.
How did you feel?
Good.
Yeah.
What did you get at the end?
I won cookies.
Cookies at the end? Oh, wow. Man, that's even better than the adults race. And did I also hear that your birthday was yesterday? How old did you turn?
We're at Earth Rider Brewery, which was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. And
it's the only warm place in Hayward right now.
It's really nice.
There's a puppy.
Jacob's been on this podcast probably every year.
Yep.
How's your race?
It went well today. It went really well. So
yeah.
26 overall. I don't know how I did on the dad's field. I think Leapsh beat me, and so did Greg. So I'm probably like fourth or fifth dad.
Dads who haven't been to the Olympics, you're doing pretty well.
My skis ran fast. I waxed them myself.
Yeah. Is that the best finish place you've had?
It is, yeah. I was 44th and now 26th. It's proven you can do it as you get older.
Yeah.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah. Did you beat Swing?
No, he was 25th.
Oh. Did he get you in a sprint or?
Nope, he got me with 600 meters left.
Oh, so you're alone on the lake? And...
I was with the group and I said, we got a tailwind, so I took off and nobody from the group went except for Adam, and he caught me with 600 left. It was great. And I'll be back next year for number 17. You got one on me.
I know, still.
I know. It was a year I herniated my disc, 2014.
Oh, so. Yo, that was a good year to miss.
Yeah, it was a good year to miss. I remember watching it, and it was kind of like today, except for it was windy, so, yeah.
And it was a little softer that year.
A little softer, yes.
Oh, we have John Swain here.
Live?
We are very live.
We're live. Have you met my friend Stefan?
I don't think so.
Stefan, actually, this is good. He has the worst case of Berkey fever. It's actually incurable. He's been to Mayo.
It's worse than mine?
It's worse than yours.
Wow.
And it just happened. It's like sudden onset.
All right. Tell me about your Berkey fever.
I didn't know what it was at
You've
first.
Been vomiting?
I've been vomiting, sleepless nights. It's been a great weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't actually do the Berkey. I did the Cordalobit. I don't know. What's the definition? Does it count? Do you get to tell people you did the Berkey?
Did you cross over the finish bridge?
I crossed the finish bridge. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you can lump it under Berkey.
Berkey events.
And then
if people
ask you specifically, you probably shouldn't lie about it.
Yeah. Wait, is this the guy the podcast I've been listening to?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, have you listened to his
you
podcast?
You actually listened to the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I listened to it last year. That's how bad I have the fever.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Do you have your Bloody Mary yet? That's what you did last year.
Oh, God, no. Today was rough. I almost puked, and then I drank some chocolate milk, and I have not had anything to drink yet, and... You're probably gonna have an earth rider.
Can I buy you a beer? Did you tell all your listeners to buy Fit running bags yet?
Zip.
Did you just get the brand wrong?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. How much you been drinking?
I'd say it's the ultimate Nordic skiing accessory right now.
It's, yeah.
It would. Yeah. I mean, you could do the Berkey.
It's actually a great podcasting accessory because I can put the phone right there and
you're
just.
You're wearing one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My wife is upset that I haven't gotten one yet, by the way.
So yeah.
She wants to start run commuting to work, and I said, all right.
Well, if you use the code, podcast or cowbell or something, I don't know.
I mean, Duluth might be one of the world's most scenic and best run commuting cities, I would suspect.
And hilly.
If you do the math, what is it? 2.5 months of commuting, driving a large pickup truck, it pays for itself.
That's true. Yeah. Our finance team has run the numbers, and that's actually true. Yeah.
They're on the 13th floor?
Yep. Yeah.
Downtown. You're in the IDS Tower?
Yeah, we're in the IDS Tower.
Wow. How many floors do you have there?
We have the top 13 floors.
Wow. Nice. Good views.
But not floor 13, because that doesn't exist, because they don't do that.
Well, right. But top 13 floors, like 62 to 75 there, or whatever.
That's
ZipRunning.com?
ZipRunning.com, yeah.
Oh. Code cowbell or podcast or something. Put either podcast or one of the words in the podcast.
I think it's just cowbell.
Everyone listening should buy a backpack, and then John will be a happy person.
It's about 2 pounds, so... It's maybe a little bit heavier than some race bags, but it might work pretty well for the Norwegian Birkin. A lot of the ultra vests don't handle a baby-sized amount of weight very well.
Yeah.
Like, they start getting kind of saggy because they're made out of that kind of stretchy, like, thin nylon.
Yeah.
And this is designed to...
Now, could you put a child in the backpack?
We have put a child in the backpack.
Did you ski 55
kilometers? It was just for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
So, and I don't... You know, the legal team would... At my head.
What floor are they on?
They're in the associate tower.
Oh.
Observation deck.
I think that needs to become a thing. Lightweight, you put on your zip running pack, you put in a sleeping bag, you sleep in one of the warming cabins, and you do like a 2-day ski out and back. Be cool. Should exist.
And you have someone else ski a short distance in with some beer.
You stash it on your way in from town.
It holds a 30 rack.
You have to take it out of the box.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
You have to like take it out of the box. I think it had like both side pockets and then one in the front. But that's good because you can crack the one in the front open.
And you should.
And you should.
Early enough.
Well, we could ask. We're at Earth Rider. We could ask to get 30 cans of beer and see what happens. Hey, can we fill up a backpack with beer?
Got into this like, I don't know, this year basically. Told me you had to aim for the Cordalobit.
You could complete the Berkey, but you'd be in a world of hurt.
I completed the Berkey, and I was in a world of hurt, so yeah.
I mean,
it's a good sport for somebody coming from Virginia. It's,
really have the fever.
I'm new to the sliding.
Stefan has extremely good ski skills, though, because his mom is from the Adirondacks and went to junior nationals back in the 70s, 60s.
I don't know how old she is. She won't tell me.
He has like the pedigree of a junior national qualifying junior athlete.
But I've lived in Virginia, and my dad's not athletic.
And he grew up skiing, going skiing in Ohio and then going on ski vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, skiing in Ohio?
Not really, no.
So how did you find your way to the Berkey?
I met John Swain. They just got me stoked on it. They live the lifestyle, 24/7, 365.
I think we ski, run, bike, and we live.
They should add drink to that.
They should have a Birthrider beer called Ski Bike Run.
Drink. Ski Run Bike
Drink. Live Drink.
As an outsider, the Ski Run Bike Live is kind of cheesy. Let the Berkey stand on its own. I would have bought a lot more gear at the Berkey Gear Store if it didn't say Ski Run Bike Live underneath it. Do you agree?
I agree with you. I do.
Why? What do you? How do you feel about it?
And yet you're wearing a Berkey hat.
I am wearing a Berkey hat.
You didn't buy it. Wish you weren't.
It was given to me.
For $170.
I think there's a lot of stuff at the Berkey Expo that was really attractive that maybe I would pick up next year. And if it didn't have the motto on it, that would be even better.
I like the typeface. I think it looks good.
It's the Berkey. Just Berkey.
People know that. They like coming up here and mountain biking and whatnot. Like, I want to do the Enduro Trails. I don't know what that entails. I'll probably have to get off my bike.
Skied and biked at the Berkey, but I haven't ran or lived. Well, you should get out on the lake and cheer your lady in.
Actually, we're expecting a child.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How close is she to expecting a child?
I mean, we'll see at the finish line, I think. No, she's like 3 months in.
Okay.
She is not redlining it. She's not supposed to redline it.
Mm-hmm.
She's skiing with her friend from college, Kathleen. And I think they're having a great day of classic skis. Yeah, and their splits indicate that they're either having a terrible race or a normal ski.
I can tell you the worst part of my day so far.
What was that?
I interviewed both Tim and Brad, his brothers, adorable children. And my Bluetooth headphones stole the microphone, and all you can hear is them through my pants leg, where my
yeah. Well, you're an amateur. You're learning.
I'm learning. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Tim and Brad.
Now I have to go talk to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see ya.
You too, man.
So my assistant, fortunately, she's learning on the job.
I'm learning from the best.
Well, let's not go that far.
Need a beer?
You know, I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
The stout is very good.
I've snuck a little of your stout, and I think I'm ready to get a little lighter.
Want to do like a Helles light lager?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You have the whole family and down, the whole team.
My wife skied yesterday, the Cordalopet. My kids skied the day before, the Barna Berkey. My brother skied today.
How was the Barna Berkey with the weather?
I was proud of those kids because there are no complainers amongst all the children. You know, they're all doing it. And it was pure whiteout on Main Street watching some of these kids finish. Yeah,
I'm glad that we had the weather we did for the Berkey.
Yeah.
The weather yesterday was beautiful too.
It was a little colder, but less wind.
No wind.
Yeah, so today's a little more wind.
How did your wife feel about her race?
She was happy. She's done two races in her life. One was the Cordalopet last year, and the second was the Cordalopet this year.
Oh.
You've done two races in your life too.
That's right.
So she's happy. She's a top two-thirds of her age group and top two-thirds of the field. So she.
All right.
Yeah. She says that's so far back. That's the second race ever. I mean,
yeah.
I thought maybe I'd dip my toe back in the water, maybe with a hope. My wife's really twisting my arm. Well, maybe that. Maybe I'd do 15.
Yeah, highly recommend. Because you're fresh. You're hitting the hills fresh, right?
Right. You're fresh then.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh. Smile.
Jake, I'm in a sprint.
Sure, I sure can.
Yeah, how's the race?
So the race was brilliant. It was weird this year because there was about 50 people that never separated. It was like there was a huge group of people for the longest time. And then some people must have pushed to the front and it finally did spread out. But on the lake, Jacob, who I had been skiing with for a long ways, started to take off. And I thought, there's no way the group that I'm in isn't going to catch him. And he just kept pulling away and pulling away on the lake where you'd think the draft would make a big difference. But it was a little bit of a tailwind. And finally, I just picked a point and I said, if we don't catch him by the time I get to that spectator, I'm just going to go. Even though I think it's way too early to sprint, I'm going to go. So we got to that person. Nobody had made an attempt to catch him. And so I went and caught him. And I was afraid that I was just bringing my whole group up to catch Jacob, which apparently didn't happen. They all just stayed back when I caught Jacob. And then when I caught Jacob, I thought he could hang on my draft and we would stay away from the pack. I kept the foot on the gas, and apparently I think I started dropping right away. But I didn't want to look back and see. And so I just kept pushing it all the way through to the finish line. And Jacob was the one that ended up staying behind me. He held everybody off, so I didn't screw him up in the overall results. And so we both had great races, and it was a great way to finish the day.
And now you have another great way to finish the day.
So, yeah, then we ended up at Earth Rider, who's a great supporter of Nordic skiing in the Northwoods. And they make some fantastic beer. This is the Hell's Lager that I'm drinking today.
I got one
and,
of those, too.
Yeah, very refreshing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, cheers, and do it again next year.
Ask you about your race. You got a nice beard sickle here.
Yes. All right. I'm Brad Nelson. I'm from Duluth.
Okay. And you have something to do with Earth Rider?
I do. Yeah. Tim is my brother.
Okay.
I helped Tim start it as the director of brands. So I did all the branding and marketing, packaging,
yeah,
stuff like that. And
you skied the Berkey today.
And I skied the Berkey. I skied every year. Skiing it pretty young when I was, I think, in eighth grade. It was my first Cordy. And then I took a lot of years off, but I've been doing it again for the last 5 or 6 years. Don't plan on stopping again.
Yeah.
I love this event so much. This beardsicle is coming down, but it was actually strangers were coming up and asking me for photos right after the race. So it was photo worthy. I went back out to watch the race for a while and it refroze and it solidified so hard that it was just impossible.
Yeah, Tim Stark from Duluth. Had an okay race today.
Yeah.
It was a challenging one. Came into this knowing that I didn't really have the best fitness going on like I typically would, but glad to go out there and have fun with it.
We did the giant ski as Salem Witch Berkey and had the comeback of the year, I think. Fell, came back, won our heat. And then we learned yesterday during the Cordy, our friends who were watching were wearing the hats, and you could see him coming down the bridge. And so we decided to keep it going for our friends doing the Berkey so they can see us as they come down.
Oh, nice.
And also, like, witches never die.
Witches fly on Main Street, what we've been yelling.
They're actually very hard to keep on. That's why I have this rubber band paper clip situation happening.
Is that a last minute addition?
It was. And it really kept the team together.
Yeah.
I had a baggie full of them, and it worked out well.
Did anyone get thrown in the lake?
God, not yet.
Okay.
I mean, we could.
We did cross the lake yesterday on skis.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't melt under us, so things are going well.
All right. We passed the Berkey Witch trials.
So none of you are actually witches, or you would have fallen. You would have.
Or are
sunken.
We?
No, you floated on the lake.
Yeah.
So you are witches. I'm trying to think of Monty Python. If you float on the lake, you're a witch, and so you're all witches.
You're all witches.
Now, let me ask, what does the coach do as part of the giant ski?
Well, you got to ask the coach.
So.
That's a great question. Thanks, I'll field that one. The coach is really instrumental in, it's kind of moral support, getting everyone together, talking about the left, right, left.
Yeah.
That's a big one when you're doing the big ski, is like making sure the stride is aligned.
So you got coxswain in a rowing race.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I like to think of myself that way. You know, like, but as much as I can take credit as the coach, it was really the team. They wanted to win.
Yeah.
They pulled it out. This is their victory.
We'll build a bridge out of them later.
They got is that bridge made out of witches?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Little known fact.
So we are all wearing gold puffy jackets. To kind of be
women's,
visible.
They're all women's jackets.
That's right, you know.
Which is extremely flattering on us guys.
Called the Berkey Gold because some of us we've all been skiing this whole weekend. We've done Cordy events, Berkey events, and the kid events.
And it all stemmed from a 7-year-old forgetting her snow pants.
That's right.
And a trip to Walmart.
This says finisher bell. Let's see what it sounds like. You want to ring it?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, ring it a bunch, like back and forth.
It's really loud.
Might have to use that as the middle of the podcast thing. You want to ring the finishing bell?
Sure.
You finish?
Yeah. Well done.
Okay. They have a
7, 8, 9, 10, 11
huge
down.
Number of Aquavit bottles turned upside down, empty in the snow.
In a frozen bar.
Oh, yes.
Bar.
They have a bar of ice being used to chill the remaining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bottles of aquavit, of which I will have one shot.
We're from Norway.
Oh, you're from all three of us.
We're supporting all the skiers that skis the Berkey. And we're just trying to cheer on everybody and have it.
He's our main skier. And his goal in life is to ski in Norway for the Berkey.
Spread the joy of Akavit.
Spread the joy of Akavit.
Linja Akavit.
Yeah. Cheer on the skiers. Everybody, you know, the first ones, the last ones, you know, just have a good time.
What time did you guys start today?
We were probably here by like 9:15 or something like that. We got set up. Woo. So we were here when the first foreigner came through and we were shaking our bell. They appreciated it, I think, because they had like little headlamps on and they were like,
and we had a shot of Akavit for everybody coming through.
Yeah, the first people don't typically partake, but.
No, but we did. Yeah.
How did you build this bar?
It's very complicated.
Snow?
Uh-huh.
And you compacted it?
Nice.
And it's a bar.
So it all started. I did it and I brought all my friends along.
How was your race today?
It was slower than I had hoped for, but it was a great day out.
Me too.
Love it.
Skeet or classic?
Classic.
Hey, it's Norwegian.
Berkey 11. Down.
All right, I'll take another.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nope, no such thing.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying too. I've been here all day.
Så havner vi på fylla fest igjen. Hei, skål!
Mmm. That's good.
We knew you had to take a shot. That's good.
I'll keep sipping this.
What happened to you?
What happened to me?
Yeah.
She's learning. Oh. It's her first
game.
I don't know how to take a shot. Hold on. Here.
That's okay. Slow and steady is cool. Slow and steady is cool. Yeah. You know?
Woo! Thank you.
You want a refill?
Oh, I'm good. Have a good one.
Thank you. Congratulations on taking your first ever shot.
Ooh, did not expect that to happen at a ski race.
Yeah. Wait, Inga's behind you. You have to.
Ooh. Inga!
Go!
Hiya, 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 hiya!
Interview
with the media.
So you should ask this guy who just gave us a lot of aquavit, and he grew up outside Bergen, Norway. And I asked him if there were more reindeer or more aquavit, because he decided he was the minister of aquavit, and he thought about it and realized he didn't know how to answer that question.
I'm going to put this out to podcast listeners. Write in. I don't know where.
All that we got out of him was that southern Mass? Norway is tame. Southern Norway is wild reindeer, and northern Norway is all farmed, tame reindeer.
Seems backwards, doesn't it?
And your initial question was, are there more reindeer or are there more people?
No, it was aquavit. I didn't ask about people, I asked about aquavit.
I think you could just stack them all up and see which stack is the tallest.
Yeah, what is the aquavit per person ratio?
Yeah, Ari, I have an observation to make. You seem significantly more sober this year.
This was a rough year. Drank a lot of chocolate milk.
Yes.
Not really feeling drinking right now. So it's sort of a different how I put this. I think it might just be a pause in an era.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Oh, why is it a honey? Oh, summer shandy? Oh, I'll have a summer shandy.
Is this going to get the audio?
Yes.
How long did the pause last? 3 hours.
Well, let's put it this way. By 2:30, whatever time it is, 2:30 or 3 o'clock, I'm usually barely able to stand up.
Usually by this point in the day, Ari is peeing in the brush over there. And so, if it wasn't so cold, we'd be throwing snowballs at him.
So you be the judge. Is the podcast better this year or worse? I'm guessing worse.
To interview you, did you train for the Berkey this year?
Train for the Berkey this year? My hours were down. My intensity was up. February was kind of a rough month because I got a cold.
Yeah.
And I recovered from that.
Yeah.
Then I got norovirus.
Oh.
And today was rough. I did not puke when I had norovirus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or today.
No, today I did not puke.
When you had norovirus, you knew it was norovirus because you were puking, but today you did not.
Today I did not puke. But
well,
I think this is the first time that Jess Marion has skied the Berkey faster than me.
Congratulations. Whoa! On the game!
I think by about 6 seconds, it's not the first time that Lincoln skied it faster than me.
Wow. You knew it was coming for Jax, not me.
Can we give a shout out to Lincoln, who has turned into like a Nordic endurance animal and did so well.
Thanks to all that I learned on BerkeyGuide.org.
Maybe Lincoln would really like to
BerkeyGuide.com.
Lincoln would really like to talk about his wave one hack.
Well, how did your race go today?
Race went great. There's this fellow who has a media bib by the name of Arioff Sevet who advised me of this important cheat code, as you would call it, about wave one, that you let all of the really angry 45-year-olds head out and break all of their poles in front of you while they're going through the power lines, and you simply wait in back of the timing chip reader, and hopefully it doesn't read your timing chip from 10 feet back, 15 feet back. Give it a good 3 minutes, and then you can go skate the power lines with two other lovely gentlemen and have a great time and not break any poles. And then it was just a intense time of passing a bunch of people. And thanks for the cheat code.
And how was passing the whole first wave?
It was good. It took a lot of energy. I mean, like, I have to say, I have a lot of respect for them. I pulled some rather aggressive moves, and they didn't give me too much crap, which I appreciated. I was a little bit of a jerk.
They probably thought you were in the second wave or something.
Well, I think three or four second wave guys passed me. They were hauling.
A couple of them
Keister
too.
Yeah, they were moving.
You're gonna need your birch legging bib before you can really act like a jerk.
But I saw the remnants of poles.
Yeah,
and tears. I did hear one poor guy, his binding came off.
Oh no!
Or like his binding was messed up, so he fell. And then as he was getting back up, his pole snapped.
Oh my God.
And the snap of the carbon fiber will remain in my nightmares forever. It was just the most cringy sound ever. It was like,
Maybe we could go find a broken pole and break it again to get the sound.
If you pay me $150, I'll give you a track.
I wish the podcast had that kind of funding. If you want to sponsor the podcast so we can break Jess's poles, let me know.
Stacey, how was your race?
Well done.
It was good. Yeah, it was fun. I like held back a little bit at the start and ended up skiing almost the whole race in a pack. And I feel like every other Berkey I've skied, I always end up skiing alone and just like brute force through it. And it was super fun to ski in a pack, and we worked together. And like, I think at the end of the day, like, maybe I could have skied a little harder, but it was so cool. And all of the other women in that pack were like really down to support each other. And there were a couple of people in specific who were like super enthusiastic, and just like everybody was hyping each other up. And our group was like cheering for all the wave 35 skiers that we passed. And it was just like such a good vibe. And it felt really fun and communal. And kind of maybe just in the last like 7K, we kind of split off. And yeah, I felt good. Like, it felt good at the finish. So it was a fun year. Last year I learned, it was my first year living in Seattle, and I felt really horrible during the race. And after, I learned that I had really bad vitamin D deficiency. So I was hoping that I would like feel a lot better this year and race a lot better. And I think place-wise, I was like only a little bit ahead. But that's the Berkey. Like, everyone is, there's so many women that are basically like sort of at the same level that it's kind of like, you're just kind of in the mix. So I'm just glad I felt good. How was your Cordy?
Oh, I didn't do the Cordy actually. I did the Prince Hakon. But it was my first Berkey, the first time being here.
That's awesome.
And I think like if you show up for any race, no matter how far you travel, like you want to feel like you, I don't want to get
like
to the end and
out there.
Yeah, like I don't want to get to the end and be like, I need to throw up now, because like I'm not that intense.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. But like I felt like the entire time I was pushing, and I was like really, you know, and I kept picking people off the whole time.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I came in 38th woman.
That's
in
so cool.
Prince Hakon.
Did you take the shots over the lake?
The shots?
The shots. Like, were the Aquavit people out?
Oh no, not yet. They don't cover the Prince Hakon.
Every year I'm like, oh, one of these years I'm gonna stop at the lake and take a shot. And then every year I just have
severe tunnel vision, and I can hear the people on either side, but I think that my vision is a blur.
And I think our training was greatly enhanced by your summer hike up a vertical face in the Northern Cascades.
That was Berkey training, day one.
And how do you feel about Jess winning her age group?
That's awesome. Jess is so fast. It's unbelievable. Like, every year she does so well, and every year there's always... So we both coach, and we're and I always like to use the excuse, like, oh, well, like, it's really hard to train because I coach and, like, I spend all weekend at races. And that's totally true, and I'm sure other people who are coaches are like, yes, it's very hard. Like, you don't have any energy. But then Jess also coaches, but she still finishes in the top 20, and it's so awesome. I think she's really psyched. Just such a good skier, and she has really good, like, race strategies. She just, like, goes out hard and hangs on with the pack. And just, like, she's good at suffering.
I skied the Cordy yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, how'd it go? Great.
What year is it for you, Mom?
It's my third.
Third.
And I had a good race.
And have you passed on that grit to your daughter? Do you still have some of it?
Absolutely. I still have some of it left. So I made my goal, which is to finish in under 3 hours, and I did it in 2 hours and 59 seconds.
Excellent! Excellent!
I hadn't stopped to take gloves off, and I hadn't stopped a second time to... But I did it with a smile on my face, like, you know, it was just such a wonderful experience.
It was really fun. I actually, like, said out loud multiple times today, I was like, this is so much fun.
It is really fun.
So, Chris, did you notice me suffering along as you skied in the top four of the classic race for, like, 10K and I was alongside and it probably stepped in your poles a few times?
It did not.
Oh, did you notice someone?
He did complain about somebody obliterating the classic track.
But that was Jess.
Oh, you saw her or you just knew?
She fessed up.
She admitted to it.
Interrogated her.
We'll have to go interrogate her as well, on, you know, for the record. But how was your race?
Well, the snow kind of kept the lead group together. There is surges and easy spots and surges and easy spots, and eventually the starter lifted the flag and we went off and skied.
So they grouped together towards the finish, or did that break up?
No, it broke up after Mosquito Brook.
Could you see the leaders across the lake, or were they long gone?
Just third.
Yeah,
top two are gone.
Money ends at three.
Money ends at three.
Okay,
you were number four. It's okay. We'll buy you dinner tonight.
And if it's too bad, because he would have been buying otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. Damn it, Chris.
Yeah. How far back from the money were you from the podium?
Not very.
Yeah. You feel like, but you have, if you felt good out there, had a good race?
I guess about as good as you can expect for not living here anymore and not getting to ski on snow much. So, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's tough. The wooden trophy isn't the most desirable of them.
So, these guys, well, Mark Pata lives in Brunswick.
Okay.
Good friends. And Felix was a former Brunswick ski team skier. He now skis for Colorado College and started in Wave 8.
All right. And how was Wave 8?
First Berkey.
It was fun after the first, like, 12K. I guess, I don't know.
Said.
Yeah. Did you have to pass a couple people in those first 12K?
Yeah.
And the next 38K?
Yeah.
How was the rest of the race and the finish? A little good. Different than like a high school race. Yeah.
It's longer by 45K.
And a couple more people cheering at the finish line.
Yeah.
It was sort of hard to believe the endless stream of humanity that was sort of around me the entire time.
Yeah.
As a professor at Bowdoin, I'm curious, you know, the introduction to error analysis book that you gave Jess. Did you make any observations upon your time in Wave 8 about error analysis or errors that were committed?
I was not thinking about that in the least.
So this is the first Berkey for both of you?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And how did you decide to ski the Berkey this year?
I'm on sabbatical.
Oh, congratulations.
So I had the time to do it. I had the time to train and the time to do it. And once I realized I was doing it, I said, Felix, you got to do it. And it lined up with his block break at Colorado College. As an added bonus, his sister, my daughter, is at McAllister.
Oh.
So we got to see her.
stay clear of some of those McAllister folks. They can be.
You're an alum,
I am. My first Berkey was my senior year, and I just skied Berkey number 17, so you can do the math.
Wow. Getting old.
Yeah. Speaking of being old, I want to ask Jess. Hey. How does it feel? How does it feel to be old enough that you won your age group? See, someone told me Jess was in a good mood. I'm like, well, I'm going to put an end to that. How was your race?
Today was, I went the best I had in me today, and I'm happy with that.
Nice.
And did your best finish place-wise overall?
It actually was, surprisingly. If I am to believe Pat Coughlin's text like 3 hours ago, then 18th.
That sounds, that checks
but
out.
But my app won't load, so I don't know.
18th, that's what I saw.
We saw that too. So 18th, and now you won your age class by 1 second.
Wow. 1 second?
Who did you beat by 1 second?
I have no idea. So I think Sarah Graves is in my age class, and she just crushes, but she's been sick. And so for the first time, like, ever, I was slightly in front of her. But I don't know who else.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I didn't look.
Pretty sure I won a trail race because someone didn't show up because the flight didn't come in. So I feel like
it counts. I mean, I feel like I raced conservatively but smart, and I was in a really, really great group, and we just traded on and off the whole time, and I didn't feel like I could really push. I didn't feel like I had any ability to drop that group. And sometimes the group was slow and sometimes the group was fast, and it was okay. I just tried to, like, not, you know, get out of my head and just go with it. So Merritt and another girl, there were like some people in front of us, but then I think we were like chase group 2.5 maybe. There was like a tiny, like two people in front of us that we never quite caught, but not quite the lead group.
So the Sonnesons beat the Marians yet again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you in the same group with your sister?
No, but I did not look over my shoulder for the first 25K because I thought she might be there.
Not that you are competitive at all.
Not that we're competitive, and she would be mad that I said that, but that's what I thought. On record, they had me at 9, but my sister at 10, and we've done the same, so I think I'm 10. So I negotiated, and they gave me a number 10 pin.
Oh!
Of the 9 Berkeys that you skied for time, we skied the Acadia one together. Yeah. Of the 9 Berkeys you ski for time, this was the first one where you have had a better time than I have. How do you feel about that?
By 6 seconds?
No, by 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Dang. That's cool, I guess.
And your husband was only 4 minutes behind you.
I know, what the hell? But it's amazing. I take all the credit. Also, no, Lincoln has turned into like a little Nordic monster and now basically lives out of our truck camper in Jackson, New Hampshire, so he can ski before and after work and gets a lot of skiing in.
It really annoys his wife.
I'm super jealous, but I'm very proud also.
All right, so we found our way into a sauna.
Yep.
It's really nice in here because I've been standing in the lake for the last hour.
Yes.
What's, tell me about the sauna. Tell me about the Berkey.
We've been here for about an hour and a half.
Okay.
We waited for our friend Grant.
We were able to run alongside him in our swimsuits and cheer him on.
Yeah,
and underwear. He got sub 4 by about 30 seconds because of us.
Because of you.
So we take full credit.
We basically ran a 4-hour.
I came off the lake and I saw the boys steaming on the side of the trail and I got so stoked.
I
skied it too.
Okay.
14th.
Yeah.
And then Cordy boys.
So you did a Cordy yesterday. Did you come to the sauna after the Cordy?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
For about an hour or two.
Phenomenal.
We don't understand why more people don't plan their weekend.
We brought swimsuits specifically for the sauna afterwards. I forgot mine today.
And there's a window here so you can sit in the sauna and watch the Berkey.
Yeah. Yes.
There couldn't be a better place.
I think this might be.
And we just wait for our friends and fire them up and it's great.
I think the post-race podcast next year, if the committee doesn't kill my phone, might just be coming in and sitting here and watching.
Seriously, you should.
Yeah, this is amazing.
We'll
this is here. What brought us on to the finish line of the Berkey.
So our buddy Bo owns the Wisconsin Surf Shop right next door.
Okay.
And
during the winter, turns out you can't surf. So he started a sauna company, Voyager.
Now, let me take about two steps back.
You guys,
and
you
want to
sit? You guys can sit.
Wisconsin, yeah. Wisconsin Surf Shop.
Yeah.
Where do you surf in Wisconsin?
Mainly wake surfing.
Okay.
Stand-up paddleboarding.
Yep.
And then longboards as well.
Okay.
But there's a, turns out there's a lot of lakes in Wisconsin, so wake surfing is where it's at.
And once in a while, there's some waves up on Lake Superior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And are you guys surfers up in the lake, or?
Mm-mm.
No.
Wake
surfing is fun.
Yeah.
But that's in Minnesota. I surfed in Mexico last spring break. That was a blast.
Now, is anyone has anyone been skiing along, seen the sauna, and said, you know, I'm not that close to the finish line, just come in and...
We should try. That might be a temptation next year, is just to take a little detour in here, get warmed up, and then finish.
Oh, yeah. We might just tackle our buddy and bring him in here.
This is the first time we've done sauna while watching the Berkey, but it's already a tradition.
How are you enjoying being in a sauna?
Oh, it's nice. I skied shirtless, and then I got really cold after.
So let's take a step back. What was the decision process there?
I was really hot.
Okay.
Oh, I'm Nini from Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, dang. Maryland. So where do you take us? Let's take another step back there. Where do you train in Maryland?
Cross-country running. But
okay.
We both go to the University of Minnesota now. So
okay.
That's more smaller.
Yeah.
I am from West Virginia, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ski at the one ski place in West Virginia.
I ski at Whitegrass.
Yep.
Absolutely.
How's Whitegrass?
Chip is here. If you haven't run into him, you should find him for your podcast.
How's Whitegrass been this year?
It's always fantastic.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have snow and sometimes we don't.
So now when someone comes in who you know, you go outside and cheer for them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
cheer on Bo's wife.
Cheer on Bo's wife. She's coming in about 10 minutes.
Okay. This is my daughter, Sophia. She skied her first 40 yesterday.
Yeah.
16 years old. All right. Congratulations. How'd that go?
It was good. It was hard, but it was actually really fun.
Then graduated for the Berkey and just do that forever?
Yep. I hope so.
Keep me moving.
I like the dichotomy there. Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll see.
Well, I don't know about the Berkey, like, 2 years after my first, but maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, Bethany's on the lake right now.
Oh, okay. You need to give us a heads up.
Heads up, when I see her, I'm going like this.
Ari, this might get really hot right here, just so you know.
It's going to get molten lava.
Just adding more snow window.
Oh, I might have
that.
Yep,
it hits.
Feel
yeah.
That?
It feels great.
You're going to slop off like a pound of...
Are you not baking?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Can I walk in?
Yeah, yes. Come on in.
Of course.
Ooh, this is Elena. She skied her first real ski race yesterday.
Nice.
Prince Ho.
Congratulations.
Nice work. She's learning.
You feel good?
I feel great.
Was it hard?
I did not go so hard that I felt like I needed to puke it again, so I was sustainably happy.
Solid.
That's good.
Nice.
But good race.
Nice work.
She has been co-hosting this podcast for 2.5 hours, is now referring to, I've done 56 episodes, is now referring to it as our podcast. So, you know, I'm not quite sure how I feel about that. I like her, but, you know. Next year, though, we're getting you a media bib.
Fever?
Yeah.
I love Cowbell Fever.
Oh my
you're
god!
I'm like
now.
The hugest fan.
Really? That's the podcast you're on
you
right
have
now.
A listener from West Virginia, that's me. Well, thank you so much.
Real? That's pretty epic.
This is really cool. I'm so.
I thought, what if I have to do to be on
Cowbell Fever? Oh, you're on
there.
You have to come in this
side. I was going to do it this year.
When we find a listener, we ask them, why in God's holy name do you listen to the podcast?
I'm Sarah Forbes, and this is my 6th Berkey finish today. And I've been listening to the Cowbell Fever podcast for at least 4 years.
Wow.
My favorite episode is this episode when you're on Main Street talking to all of us about our races. Sometimes you put it out in July when I'm thinking I need to get my roller skis out. No, it's awesome. And I will listen to all of it, and it inspires me to train.
Let's go.
Because we don't have a lot of snow in West Virginia, and when we have snow, it's a party, and it's all on skiing all the time. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna hit our ear in a second.
So in July, you'll hear that again. All right, so how was your race today?
So I had a good race. I actually placed in my age group for the first time ever.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Nice.
I Yeah, I got third place in my age group.
Oh, so, that's
West
Virginia.
That's
incredible.
That's
yeah.
Did
you guys cook yet?
No.
So, so you have like very little snow in West Virginia, mm-hmm. and you managed to place third. How did you do it?
Well, just we have white grass, which is amazing. They put up fences and catch the snow. It's called snow farming. And we ski laps when there's only, sometimes on ribbons of snow.
Oh my gosh.
It's, and then if there's no snow on the ribbons of snow at Whitegrass, we do have a sled run hill where they make fake snow, and they are fans of uphill skiing and let us ski there. I'm originally from Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm a cheesehead. Actually, I didn't know about the Berkey until my friend was nearing her 50th birthday and said that she wanted to do it before she turned 50 and would I come? And I said, why not? So I live near the town of Elkins, which is sort of the middle of nowhere, but it's surrounded by the Monongahela National Forest.
And it's near Whitegrass.
It's near Whitegrass, exactly. Yeah.
I really like your Berkey.
Thank you. I rocked the red, white, and blue today. It's also fast. I think it's good. I think that the glitter, they often put them on clearance, but maybe they shouldn't do that because they're good luck.
Where do you get these Berkey things?
The Berkey store.
Okay. Right. Advertising for the Berkey store, another fake sponsor of the podcast. And you would know we have a lot of fake sponsors because you're a long-time listener.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you'd like Berkey listeners to know?
Everybody should come to the Berkey, but maybe you should, like, if we would find all the people who do the Berkey in jeans. I really want to hear from them.
Yes.
The jeans here.
I've seen a couple.
All right, so the thermometer here says 142 degrees.
That's a lot.
That's, yeah.
That's up near the top.
And it feels real good.
It feels really good. It
should be hotter.
Yeah, the humidity makes it hotter.
This is kind of a cool sun.
It's a dry heat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Feet are frozen.
So I record a podcast about the Berkey, and my feet are really cold, but I heard you won the Coeur d'Alene many years ago.
Many years ago.
And what is it like to ski the Berkey today, having won the Coeur d'Alene? And be fast, because my feet are getting really cold.
Humbling.
Humbling, but you're at the bridge. You're about to go up the bridge. You excited?
Yes.
To go down Main Street?
Yep.
And what are you wearing?
Butterfly wings.
And you've worn that the whole Berkey.
Yep.
Congratulations, have fun.
Thank you.
My feet are cold.
Yeah.
Let me just set this up here. I used to sail running in the snow. I'm about to do 200 degrees in about 10 seconds. Ready? We're outside the sauna and it's 121 degrees.
Is it really?
There's a way I can do this and survive.
Okay, you can do it.
Yeah, this is for journalism. You're going to see what I'm going to do.
Your race was good. Yeah, tell me, how'd your race go today?
Probably the worst Berkey I've had. Number 17. Okay, so there's two ways to think of the Berkey. Did I get to ski for almost 3 hours in the beautiful woods in northern Wisconsin?
Almost 3 hours.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It was a wonderful Berkey. Oh my God, it's hot in there.
It's freaking hot. I'm getting it.
Oh, guys.
Yeah,
come
you know.
In, not in the sauna. Come on in. Do you mind they put some water in first?
It's just like nothing else, you know. Maybe not nothing else in the world. Mora Vasilopit. I mean, we're in a sauna right now. We have people from across the country who listen to a podcast about the Berkey. We have Russians putting a sauna up to about 200 degrees.
Oh, no, it's more. It's like 220. I get my sauna at home to 270. It was all right. I mean, I like wood burning part. And I like a lot of rocks, meaning that when you pour water, the temperature stays, not drops. So it's a good volume.
I think I'm going to venture in. Record it
with your phone. Your
with
phone
my
will
phone
melt.
I'm gonna put the phones going down on the ground where it's core. I've thought this through. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
No pants, no.
Oh, yeah.
There's etiquette. You can't.
Yeah, okay.
You can't wear boots. Technically, you should wear nothing, but
we're,
we're in America, yeah.
So, where are you from originally?
From Moscow. Are you going to make it? All
right, boys. My phone might melt.
Yeah. All right, boys. Then what we're doing. So,
what's your name?
Andre.
Andre.
All right.
Andre. So, boys, I'm going to start pouring, and he's going to start counting to 100. And that will be it.
Do we get a 5-minute break like you?
Well, good question.
Okay, I'll stay for 5 minutes longer. But I like that you're
giving it shit.
And Nikolai is counting?
Not yet.
He says start.
I'll count in Russian so everyone knows.
So everyone just skip a couple.
Yeah, go from 30, 50 to 100.
Yeah. All right, bitches. What happened?
I'm giving you a seat. I'm a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman.
He's being respectful to his elders.
Yes, exactly.
Every 20, we're going to add more. Nikolai, you do it.
As long as, if I start getting shaky, you should make sure count. I fall on the floor.
Count.
Are we starting?
I'm five.
Okay, so
that's all I got.
That's all I got. Did you talk like that at the Berkey Trail? Like this chatting? Like no?
No. Yeah. No. I talk like that the whole time.
Oh, really? Okay.
You counted the kilometers in Russian.
Yeah.
I understand counting.
Every 20 we add more.
Uno, dos.
You need to sit here.
No, that I understand Russian so well.
Nueve, diez,
once,
doce, trece, catorce, quince, dieciséis, diecisiete, dieciocho,
diecinueve. It's spiritual.
You're messing with my cadence, and just gonna end up.
John, nobody needs to hear your Spanish sounding.
Smells nice.
Yeah, the little bit of wheat in there.
It's the Voodoo Ranger. That's what it is.
Wait a second, is this sonic gluten-free?
By the way, shitty beer doesn't make you have to have good beer to it. Like
Bud Light.
Voodoo Ranger, that's good beer. Yeah, it is good beer. Yeah. The BAL, Voodoo Ranger, is about 10%.
But I think they just crank it up, just.
Well,
you need to put more.
What do you have with vodka? You have vodka in the sauna?
No, not in the sauna.
But what about in the water? Not in the water? Okay.
Just beer in the water.
Because beer is like yeast. A vodka doesn't have yeast.
Would you put a potato on the sauna?
No. I like how you...
She must be Irish.
You didn't know there was this much liquid in the body after.
I know, there's a lot in there right now.
You may end up replenishing.
That's
got it the wrong way.
Taylor's a Norwex towel over here.
Yeah. How hot is it in the topless sauna where I'm nowhere near right now? 260?
250 maybe. 270.
160. Oh, that's good up here. Oh boy.
Right,
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Now we play hot potato with more
and bottles. then you can drink four, as much as you want outside.
Three,
and you,
two, one. All right.
Okay, ladies that's first.
It. Holy
God. I've been here.
Woo! Oh boy, I just stood up. That's
freaking hot. That's good.
I gotta hang with Andre.
Yeah, we gotta hang with
him. And Andre, you're in here for another few minutes, right?
No. Hey, door! Shit.
Andre, what number Berkey was this for you this year?
10.
10?
Nice.
Awesome. How do you feel out there?
Question myself. Like, why I'm doing it. But I'm dealing with my son Nikolai.
Yeah.
Just to give him shit. More suck, he suffers more.
Yeah.
More fucked.
How many has he done?
Two. He just went through many training. You know, he wants to move quickly for work.
Do you feel like your mindset is able, allows you to push through more pain?
Oh, absolutely. Mind over matter.
Do we go roll around after this?
Yeah. Okay. I'll go roll
with you. But we need to get warm first.
I was kind of chilly. I was gonna put a layer on.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah. Should we dump the bucket at this point?
How often do you sauna a week?
Oh, like last before the turkey, we did like 10 days in a row. Apparently, it's like more you do, the better, harder it gets, and colder you get yourself after.
Yeah.
So when you roll in the snow, are you going to be rolling on the Berkey Trail?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, it's 10, 9, 8.
My heartbeat's
7.
Yeah, really fast.
It's considered light. Like mother workout because you get your heart rate elevated and core temperature.
We're gonna roll.
Oh, okay, we're rolling. We're rolling.
Oh, oh baby! You don't need a tan. You got a tan now.
Time to roll with Andre.
The skier in about 10 seconds.
Wisconsin Surf, from a surf shop, a sauna shop. We build anything sauna from Voyager saunas on down the line. So Voyager builds these portable units as at the did you guys go down to the celebration zone?
Those are your saunas.
Those
down
are our
there.
Saunas. Okay. My personal sauna. Yep. They put it here to help people just in all aspects with health and everything. These Iki saunas, the stoves in here that you experience, is a new brand that is just off the charts for the comfort heat. They're really just an amazing heat.
When you bring a Russian in, it gets real hot.
Correct. The Russians are off the charts. Don't we know that in this world?
Yep.
So that's why. So last year was our first time here. We had 2 units here. And this year we put a permanent unit with a deck. And they had a sauna village over there. Next year it's going to get bigger. We're trying to create heat, trying to create a good energy for everyone. Ask me questions.
And your wife just finished Berkey?
She finished her first Berkey. She's been documented as her first Cordy last year with the Berkey. You know, if you watched those episodes.
Oh, she's the person.
That's her.
Oh.
And that's her first Berkey this year. Yep. It was on the old news. That's her. So my wife, yes. I do a lot of volunteer stuff for the Berkey. We moved up here 8 years ago from Hudson, the Richmond area.
Yep.
I didn't move here for business because I was a wedding photographer. I moved here to live. The energy here year round. It's not just winter. It's summer. It's spring. It's fall. It's year-round energy.
Yeah.
Not many places in this world have that.
Oh my God, it's hot in here. The Berkey also have a hat on. That's stupid.
Been moonwalking?
You're the one who does the Berkey documentary stuff.
Yeah, I was
so tell
doing
me about
it
that.
for the Cordy last year. It was my first Cordy last year, and I loved it so much. I'm like, I just gotta do Berkey, and so this year I was documenting the whole experience and. And living in Hayward, it's been so fun training here. And the Berkey was amazing today. It was so great. And then to warm up in this beautiful sauna after. And they're killing us with the steam over here.
I'm impressed that you're in the top of the sauna right now. I heard you're finished.
Yes.
So it's in your blood.
Like 3 shots of Fireball and a long drink since I finished trying to hydrate.
I had a rough year this year, and I decided that this was going to be the year that I wasn't going to be falling over drunk by 4 p.m.
Right?
It's a different podcast, but it's I wouldn't have found the sound otherwise. So.
From Estonia, fresh World Whippet Master, Siim Ausmus.
So you've done 10 of the World Whippet races now.
Yes.
And how do you like the Birkebeiner here, the American Birkebeiner versus the other races? And remember, the director is right over there, so you have to say nice things.
I don't care who he is.
Birkin,
but,
Berkey,
very hard.
Marshalonga and Dingiri.
For me.
You're going to be Dingiri?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very hard.
Yeah. Lots of hills.
Because of the landscape.
Yeah.
I prefer not so much mountains. I like very much, it's not official, but unofficial. They offered me, one time offered whiskey, and one time they offered me this, I don't know.
The aquavit?
A cocktail or something.
Yeah.
I like very much.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
It was my first Cordy. I'm a high school racer, so I do 5Ks pretty, religiously.
Okay.
But then there's like I don't do longer than probably 10K, because, like, regularly.
So this is like three times your typical.
Yeah, but I mean, it helps that for a training trip, we actually went up here.
Oh.
And we did from the actual Berkey start to Double O.
Okay.
So that prepared me pretty well regarding intensity and hills and stuff. I mean, that's probably the worst part. So, and it was hard, but I was able to ski with some of my friends. Who are also high school racers.
Wow. So you are, it's not only like you were a racer in high school, you are in high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you and your high school classmates.
Yeah. I mean, I finished by myself, but because one of my main friend that I was skiing with kind of pushed forward, she's probably like 20 minutes after me.
Okay.
And then there's multiple other friends that were doing the Cordy, but, you know, other discipline or stuff like that.
What did you do? A skater classic?
I didn't skate.
Okay. All right,
fucking
me too.
Strong.
I
mean, the prince.
That's right. Are you going to come back next year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got this. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, tell me more about, you podiumed on the Cordel Open. How'd it go?
It was my second Cordel Open because I broke my leg going to the airport last year, and I had to get surgery afterwards.
Oh no, you were in the airport, going to the airport for this race.
No, it was after the Berkey, and it was like a week afterwards. So I was glad I got to do the Berkey last year, but I switched to the Cordy after I thought, quite ready.
Got it. So you've done the Birkenbeiner, the full Berkey the previous year.
Yeah, but I have to say, this was like a good distance. Like, the Cordy was really nice. And the weather was perfect. I don't know. I had a good time.
How did you medal in your year? You just went out hard?
I also started late, so I feel like it gave me some motivation to like pass people like earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
But I slipped on the ice right beforehand. I think like when I'm passing people, it makes me go faster.
Yeah.
Like when I have to like go around all the like skaters or whatever.
Yep.
But I had the butterfly wings, so that I think is why
you got on the podium with butterfly wings. That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, those are yours.
We did the giant skis, so we were all the monarchs.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's fantastic.
Then, a couple of us wore it during the race.
Are you gonna do the Cordy or the Berkey next year?
I think the Berkey. I got a little bit jealous watching all of you guys, but it's good to know that like the Cordy is a good option too. Like if there's ever a year where you're not in shape enough, or you coming back off an injury, or just for like a fun time.
Yeah.
I think it was fun. Although I was sad there was no one. There was no one on Bitch Hill. There was no like Father. What's his name? Father Berkey.
Yeah.
I met him one time.
Yeah, I raced today. I did the Berkey Classic. So that was a lot of fun. I forgot to eat anything during the race. I guess
forgot.
I just...
We reminded you.
You did?
Oh,
we
I said, didn't forget to eat anything. I just didn't want
to.
Do you want food? And you said no.
Oh, I wasn't hungry at the time. I thought I could make it through just like sheer willpower, but willpower is not food. So
that's a good motto to live by, yes.
So, I think like... the last 20K was a bit tough, so I got some food and just shoved some cookies in my mouth, and everything got exponentially better.
Good tip for me next year.
Yeah, I got super hot, so like at the Double O, I just kind of like stripped down to no shirt.
No shirt?
I had a singlet and arm
sleeves. She's a barefoot runner usually.
Oh wow.
And shirtless runner usually, I guess.
Sure.
I have this dare I do for myself. It's more of a pack to see how far I can get through the winter running without a shirt.
Oh!
So far I haven't broken it. I don't know if it's a good thing.
Interesting challenge. Yeah. Well, I guess it gets you acclimatized.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
teach their own.
And you felt you finished well, or where you wanted to be?
Yeah, I think I paired by over an hour or something like that. So yeah, that was really fun.
You're there.
Woo!
Just keep your knees bent.
Oh, yeah. So I got conscripted kind of late to this, and there's a lot of mess on the left side, so I've got to make sure to keep people from going down the left side. Oh, here on the International Bridge, where they got their one last downhill, the finish line, which is for some reason the most intimidating after they've done 50 kilometers. A little weary.
Now, have you been doing this all day?
No, I started about mid-afternoon to relieve other people. Yeah, I wasn't planning on it. They needed the help, so I jumped in.
Do you have to give people encouragement to go down?
Once in a while. And with the classic skiers, you got to make sure they have momentum to go over the ridge. Otherwise, their kick whack sticks on the ridge, and that's when they fall.
Oh.
So you try to get them to get a little speed versus if they're going to wait, have them wait a little bit back further if they need time to collect themselves. And when they fall, then you got to go down and try to help them get sideways and get back up nicely.
Now, you got a customer here.
And control.
A 40th Berkey.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, we've done that. There's been some amazing ones.
Yeah. Well done. You got this.
You got it.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Wow.
She's done it before. She probably is fearless on every hill. Right down the middle is your way. Right down the middle.
These are my people. Last time I did the Berkey, I got to this bridge, and they were taking it down.
Oh, no.
And I walked across the road, and I got to the finish line, and they were taking it down.
Oh, no.
Did they give you a finish time?
No, that year they did not.
Oh,
no.
How long do you think it took you?
Well, I did it 18 times. Oh, I think it was 8.5 hours or something like that. I did it.
What's an 8-hour Berkey? Eight and a half hour Berkey like? How do you treat that race?
Well, it's usually somebody that's. I'm a good cross country skier, but I don't go fast, and I'm getting old. I'm old now. I was getting old, and I just do it slow. I just keep going and.
Yeah,
and if they take down the bridge, you just walk around.
Well, you're not supposed to. I mean, they tell you the race is over, but you walk around if you're going to get to the end. There's still snow on Main Street.
I think next year they should leave snow on Main Street to Sunday and have another. Yeah, you know, just.
Yeah, I don't know. They clean it up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Confident down descent. Okay.
I'm getting cold.
Okay, hold on. Before we go, I have one more question.
For me?
Yeah, I have one more question for you.
Yeah, oh.
Will you marry me?
Oh, I will.
Oh, I love you so much, Elena. And you're a wonderful podcast host.
So are you.
No, we're proposing to each other. And she's giving me...
hope this will fit.
Oh, it's perfect.
It fits.
I was not expecting that.
Yes.
I mean, I was like, yes. I knew that something might happen. But I just...
So hopefully you caught that. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This was a pretty meaningful one. I certainly didn't have my best Berkey, but I did have my best Berkey. So the backstory here is, and I'll sort of let Elena give her side as well, is we decided that the whole man must propose to woman thing is a little gendered and a little outdated, so that we'd propose to each other. And our second date was actually, we didn't actually go skiing, we went ice skating on a frozen pond in Boston. It was really magical. I looked back at my Strava track for it, and we skated for more than an hour, just talking and going around the pond. I think that was pretty clear that we liked each other at that point. And we liked being out in the cold together, so good for skiing, good for podcasting. We had this idea that we're both going to get each other rings. I'm not that much of a ring guy, but she actually had my dad's old class ring she was going to give me. And we both together had the idea, let's go do it on the lake. Well, we had a really warm winter in Boston last year. Lake never froze. We sort of had to go to plan B, the Berkey, at least for her.
I decided I was not going to propose to you with the Berkey because I was afraid I was going to lose your dad's ring that I was going to propose with.
The podcast can get kind of sloppy, and I think I sort of mentioned maybe don't bring that ring out.
And also because I thought it would be gauche to steal your moment of success at the end of finishing yet another Berkey, inserting myself at the end of the finish line. And then I mentioned that to you, and you said... be gauche, but you at least knew that I wasn't going to propose there. And you were like, you could always just get a knickknack somewhere. So I loudly declared at some point that I was going to go take a walk down to the cute store down the...
This is in South Minneapolis where people were waiting for late flights because of the snow. It's funny to think back that there was a big snowstorm like a day and a half before the race, and a lot of people had trouble getting to the Berkey.
Yeah, so I went to a cute shop down the street from where we were waiting for their last member of our party. I told them I needed to find a ring that was appropriate for a guy, and I didn't know the size, and they found this beaten metal, least feminine, that didn't fully close, so it'd probably account for many different finger sizes. And so they were thrilled that they could sell me a $15 engagement ring. They were very excited, and I put it in my pocket, and it lived there until I could find a good location for it.
Now, I will say, if anyone is planning to propose at the Berkey, my idea, if anyone wants to do this,
Arnie's free proposal plan.
Oh, free proposal plan. So if one of you is skiing the race and one of you isn't, or if one of you is in a higher wave than the other, the higher wave person would be the proposer. The idea would be to go and know how many Berkeys this person has skied. Talk to the volunteers probably beforehand. I'm sure if you talk to the Berkey ahead of time, they could make this happen. And then go and be the person at the finishing line for the pin where you get for however many Berkeys, because I was in line 12 to 17, and I was not noticing the person giving me through the pin. I wanted that chocolate milk. You're sort of staggering from the finish there. You're not really paying that much attention. If you want to propose to someone, get in the right line. So, the person skied 13 Berkeys, get in the 12 to 17. And then when the person comes through and they say, can I have my pin? You go and you can see you have your pin, you can have a ring. I think this would work really well. So when someone wants to do a proposal at the Berkey, if you take my advice, it might work. It might be great. Okay, so you got the ring. You didn't know my secret idea, which I didn't have
you
at the time.
Up with later.
Yeah, I came up with it. What happened on sort of podcast day, and what were you thinking of?
Well, I thought a lot of couples have like a photographer nearby who captures the moment. And I thought, as a radio fan and a podcast fan, and you being the creator of a podcast and me helping out interviewing everyone I could find to talk to about their races, including four-year-olds.
This is our podcast now,
right.
As we declared 10 months ago.
I appointed myself co-host.
In a sense, you're a professional podcaster. You have created podcasts for your profession, yes.
Produced a podcast for my profession, correct, yes. To fulfill my duties at work. So I thought, how perfect to have an audio portrait of this proposal instead of a photographic record. And so I thought the only way to do that would be eventually to, while recording, turn the microphone on you.
We actually have a picture, I think it's up on our wall somewhere, of me in a media bib and I think just wind briefs running around in the snow and into the sauna, and it is actually the last photograph of me before we became half engaged, or however our whole system worked.
Well, you got so into the sauna, and I was ready to keep moving. I used that time to go scope out locations, and the International Bridge seemed like a perfect place.
By the way, I'm just going to remind people, you're not to stop on the International
That's
Bridge.
That's right. Ben Pop, we were not stopped on the International Bridge. So I found the perfect spot, on top of the International Bridge. It seemed like the zenith of the Berkey in some sense. And so I came back and found you still talking for hours with people who, you're having a grand old time. And so I at some point started, after a little while, trying to hurry things along. I was like, we should go to the bridge. Yeah.
And we got some good audio at the bridge. And then you popped the question. And I said yes.
That you did.
And I guess the postscript to all of that is, so now at this point I had to complete the engagement by proposing to Elena. One of our first dates as I was training for the Berkey in 2022 was because there was a lot of COVID around, we were having these outdoor walks and outdoor dates, and we went out to a restaurant for dinner. It was very cold and they had heat lamps. So our torsos and hands were fine, but we realized when we got up that we could barely walk. If I hadn't had a good race in 2022, I would have blamed that. We had that date, and I was thinking, we could go there. Well, that'll be too obvious. And then we also, on our first date, was cold, and we got ice cream, which I knew you're a keeper then, too, even before. It's like someone who wants to get ice cream on a cold day. That's my kind of gal. I met you near the restaurant and then said, let's go and get ice cream, and made it pretty transparent they were going there and what was going to happen. especially since we're about a block from another ice cream store. It's a perfect good place for ice cream. I had planned this all out. It's about two-thirds of the way there. It was the bus stop where we had our first kiss. Again, after a long, cold walk. And proposed there and then said, it's too damn cold for ice cream. Let's go inside and have dinner at that bar where we almost froze to death. Then I think it was about 3 months until we got married, and we seem to still be happy with each other and still hosting a podcast. So you're nodding. People can't see you nodding on the podcast. So apparently we're already an old married couple. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope that, you know, this is an hour and 20 minutes long. If you made it to the end, congratulations. If you're made it to the end and you're not like a close friend of mine or my mother, even more congratulations. We'll be doing this again. Elena's going to be helping out. What are you skiing this year?
The middle one.
The Côte de l'Opet.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, and you're working up to the Berkey. For everyone who listens, I met a number of people who listened to the podcast, and not all of them were my friends, and it was really fun. It's fun to be part of this. It's fun, you know, as this race, which has so much meaning to so many of us, has even more meaning to myself and to us. Just thank you for being part of it. As I run up to random people on the street, as I meet people who say, I love your podcast, I listen to it every time it comes out. It's a lot of work to do this. I don't always do it in the most timely manner, but every so often I remember, yeah, there actually are people who are part of this, and it feels nice to be part of a community like this. So yeah, thank you again. And if you did decide that you want to get that cool running backpack from ziprunning.com, but you don't want to go back to the start of the podcast to find the actual code that we gave, it is what?
Cowbell.
Cowbell. It is cowbell.
I would say that I'm grateful that your last year's Main Street podcast made me feel like I was at the Berkey even before I could be
there. That's right. You weren't there and you listened to it.
I listened to it.
I'm glad that didn't take 10 months to come out. So if you want to re-propose, make sure you're in the right line.
Me and all the other people were waiting.
Yeah, now there's going to be 15 people there.
And Pop's going to be real
because
mad with you now.
Everyone listens to the podcast. Final note, we like to apologize, Ben, Pop, for breaking the rules here, but we didn't have a picture of the actual proposal, but we did want to get a picture, and we have a really nice picture on the International Bridge and we actually hopped over the thing and onto the bridge. So again, we weren't really supposed to, but it was worth it. And then took the pictures and sent them around and looked at it and realized that in the back of one of them was like Ben Pop's back and Ben Pop's head. He totally photobombed us. We had a great Berkey, and we'll see everyone in a couple months.